Campaigning has come to an end in Papua New Guinea for its 11th national election since independence from Australia in 1975. Prime Minister James Marape has been on the campaign trail, pledging to fulfil his promise to make PNG the richest black Christian nation on earth.
We have not abused the country through misuse. In 3 tough years, we've taken it back and put it on a safe road, the road that our father saw in 1975.
He faces many opponents, including a former Prime Minister, Peter O'Neill. Papua New Guineans are enthusiastic participants in the democratic process, but there's also a dark side that unfortunately results in violence. Beneath the modern towers of the capital, Port Moresby, life is hard and people just want the basics, like running water. In the streets, many people collect water from standpipes. In the Urban Development Minister's electorate, grandmother Nancy Mulake has waited for decades for water to be connected to her home.
I'm cranky at the government because I don't want the small children to carry water. I'm the one of the mothers, a grandmother. We want the services. We voted for you.
On the streets, artists sell their paintings, recording daily life. They are the political cartoonists of PNG. Renowned artist Appa Hugo paints a plane full of politicians campaigning.
Some candidates come and bribe us money to get their votes and all this. People go to the parliament, they didn't think about us. They're thinking about themselves.
People want healthcare, education and jobs, but the economy isn't looking great. Despite being rich in resources, mining royalties have been poorly managed and COVID has hit the economy hard. A 2017 election sign on the underfunded Electoral Commission's building reflects the general level of disorganisation. But Electoral Commissioner Simon Sinai is defensive.
We are a developing country. Don't worry about it. We are doing as much as we can. We are delivering the elections, regardless of whatever circumstances. From Australian come.
The Electoral Commission hasn't properly updated the electoral roll or made reforms recommended by international observers in 2017. And now it's delaying voting in the capital by 2 days. It's a touchy subject when questioned by SBS.
If they want to see their competency, come and help me. Stop criticising me. Help me.
Violence in the Highlands has already begun as anger mounts, with dozens of election-related deaths recorded. In 2017, more than 200 people died during the election period. It's difficult to predict the election outcome as there are no opinion polls, but it's clear that people want change. Here, people like Nancy Mulake don't vote along ideological lines, but instead on hyper-local issues.
There are so many things to do in the community, but why the government is not looking at us?
In Papua New Guinea, Stefan Armbruster, SBS News.